Welcome to Paint a Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Lupe Garroa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we are back. Time to paint it black. I am your host, judge, and referee, Pete. And joining me this week, we got the Brothers of Destruction. We got Brian.
What's up? Much love to you.
And we got Lou.
What up?
One of these is going to stick. I haven't decided which one. Went a wrestling angle for you there, bro.
The Brothers of Destruction. Yeah, I was going to say that's Kane and Taker.
Kane and Taker.
They were badass.
Okay.
How are you guys doing? We are all very tired looking.
Yeah. Second week of homeownership, not so fucking fun.
Bloom is off the rose.
Yeah. Got everything unpacked, but my washer dryer broke, so that was kind of lame. I had to replace that today. You know, was it $1,300 or something like that out the pocket? And,
is that how much you have to pay the guy?
Some Mexican with it.
Yeah. Oh. So he gets washer dryer book.
With like, a washboard.
Yeah.
It's like, no, senor cats.
Yeah.
Don't break my legs.
Yeah.
No, and
he fell off the deck.
Lou, in white people's houses, we've eliminated all types of minorities to the extent of them just being butlers or gardeners because, you know, electronics. You know?
Well, that's what butlers, that's part of the butler job, man.
Washing clothes?
Everything.
Nah.
Basically, so you don't have to lift a finger.
That's what Alexa's for.
What, the app?
Yeah. You ever see that thing in action? It's creepy as fuck.
I have, but upstairs. It basically just ask it the weather or something like that. And
you could set it up with the iHome thing, so it like runs appliances.
See, I never had a house before. Now I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try to fucking hook it up to some stuff. Maybe get some smart equipment.
Yeah, well, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girlfriend's parents had it. I didn't like it. It felt like you're being watched at all times.
You are, man.
It's the NSA.
Big brother.
Big brother.
The FBI, the NSA is supposed to have like tapped into that.
Of course they did.
So that broke, and then I was like, you know what? Yesterday I got some hoses. I was like, let me fucking water my flowers and like get my lawn going a little bit. And I put the hose in. And I'm watering it, and then my hose gets kinked a little bit. So I'm like, I don't even know why I was lazy. I just pulled it a little bit and fucking cracked the spigot. And I was like, oh! And I'm like, oh, no! Right? And
I didn't know where that was going. That was a good tale.
And it just started spewing water. And I'm like, I'm a little fucking freaked, you know? And I'm like, how do I turn off the water? So I'm like, I'm going downstairs. I'm like, looking at all my manuals. I'm like, where the fuck is the water in this house, you know? And I'm freaking out. And I'm like, all right. After about like 20 minutes, I get the water off. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, how the fuck do I fix the spigot here? You know, I can't have water running in my house. And then I found out it was wasn't the spigot. Thank God. It was like the attachment to the spigot that was like I had an on off thing to it. But I only had like 10 minutes to get to Ace Hardware before that bitch closed for the night.
Right.
So I'm like Dukes of Hazzarding in my car, driving down there, and I'm like, yo, man, where's your hoses and shit? And the guy's like, out that I only ended up fixing it. You know, but like, I was just kind of like rattled from it. I was like, I thought like I was gonna have a fucking flood going on, because it was going on for like 20 minutes, and like my flower bed that's right thing was like saturated.
And the irony too, it poured today.
I know, I was so pissed.
Like, at least the flowers are well watered. Nope.
Yeah.
Now they're just drowned.
Yeah. So I fixed that. So you know what? I honestly, it's just like one of these things. It's like it's just gonna happen. You know, like it's gonna go wrong. He's gotta like fix it.
Welcome to homeownership.
Yeah. Kind of sucks.
Yeah, this is what my father always said. Mm-hmm. It's a bigger pain in the ass once you actually have the place. A job that's never done.
Yeah, well, your dad, dude, he did so much to his home. Like, I would love to see the original blueprints for your house to see what it looked like.
Looked like a shed compared to what it is now.
Oh, I imagine.
But yeah, that was all done also with the help of our backbreaking labor. That's why he had sons.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys took care of the yard, and then you helped him out a lot, man. But he did a lot.
No, it's all him. I'm just taking unnecessary credit.
You fed the koi, bro. Like, you mowed the lawn.
I helped them pick out the koi. I was the artist.
Yeah. This one's very colorful, Dad. You pick up the thanks, son.
Yeah, this one compliments the flowers. How about you, Lou? You look sleepy. Kids?
Yeah, you know, same old shit. Kids.
We talked enough about that last week.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about all that.
Did you play with him?
No. Fuck no. I mean, I play with my kid, but he's a good kid. But I was thinking, like, Katz's idea for me, his suggestion was basically to be Richard Pryor in the toy. Yeah. So I figured he would give me that advice. Did you finish the movie? Did you get to the lesson?
Did you play with the kid, brown guy?
Yeah. People aren't toys, man.
Yeah, but he wasn't a babysitter. If I remember correctly, he was there for some money arrangement. Like it was.
That's the only reason I'm doing it.
No, but like way more.
Not
than
there for shits and giggles.
I don't know any babysitters that don't work for a money arrangement.
Yeah. No. But like, not just like, yeah, here you order a pizza, you know, like type that money. I'm talking about like legit, like he was getting fat checks type of arrangement. Like his dad was like Jackie Gleason, right? That was his dad?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, man, fucking, he was just like, hey, man, I got mad dough, man. Why don't you fucking be my son's best friend?
Yeah, but the point I'm getting to is I'm like, you don't just give a bad kid a reward for no reason.
Yeah, but like,
you got to teach him how to be a human. And you're like, no, just give him the toy.
Yeah, but the parents' kids are just being like, get my kid from to like 6 o'clock when I get home. And that's it. You know, you got two popsicles, whatever the fucking chicks get.
Well, that's why he's not going above and beyond.
Right. Just give them what they need. You don't give them what they want. You were turn out to be little monsters.
You were complaining that they were being monsters. Oh, I said, well, why don't you interact with them? And they might not be monsters.
I do interact, but then, you know, they fuck it up. And then they...
Well, how do they fuck it up?
Sit in the corner.
Well, I'm saying, how do they fuck it up? Like, okay, let's just say you're like, what do you interact with them? Like, how do you start your interaction?
He keeps them alive. That's basically what he does.
You know, it's basically like, what do you want to do? And then if they behave, we keep doing what they want to do. If they make a fucking mess, don't want to clean it up, or pretend to clean it up, and then they get caught, they got caught lying or some shit, then they get in trouble. And then it's a bad day.
Well, what do you do to them?
Mostly I just put them in the corner. And they can't talk, they can't move, they can't play, they can't do anything.
Like Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
His face in the wall?
Just face, and then if they do move, you start it all over again.
Why don't you just be the fun guy? Like, I don't get it. Like, why don't you just like
they don't pay me to be the fun guy.
They pay you to fucking
they pay me to make sure that they're alive.
Do they know that you're disciplining their children?
Yeah. They do it in front of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I think the whole arrangement's weird. I would never have a 35-year-old man watch my children all day.
I mean, what's the difference, you know?
I do want to see your resume.
Men are usually chimos.
Are they? Like, all right, I know what you're saying there. There was this worded weird.
Yeah, well, I'm saying when there is a chimo.
Amongst the chimo population.
Yeah, men are usually the... It's like we had talked about a long time ago.
Women,
pink dots
women are molesting dots. Boys all the time. It's just...
Molesting.
Like, but, I mean, the boys
rewarding.
Are just...
Rewarding.
The boys are just loving it is the difference.
You never see like a... yeah, but here's the thing. Like, you never see a woman going after like an 8-year-old kid so much.
How
so
many
it's like
women,
a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, how many women showed up on To Catch a Predator?
Right. Fucking none.
Like, no, they just become high school teachers and party.
There's always that weird uncle at everyone's family. Well, not my family because we don't have chimos, but like, you know, I'm just saying in general. Like, there's always
they had them killed years ago.
Well, as they should. Take them out back.
Yeah.
But yeah, what I'm saying is like, I would never have like an adult male watch my kid. I don't know. I would just be like, why are you trying to watch my kid for? Like, don't you have a real job or something like that? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, for real.
For the money.
I think he would touch my kid. I think that's what I would think. I'd be like, I think he's all into diddling my kid.
Well, I guess these people don't care if they get diddled or not.
That's why I don't care about you disciplining them either.
Right, but I mean, they need it.
Like, whatever, they get what they deserve.
Yeah. All right, let's move on from that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I got back from Jersey yesterday. Had a wedding.
Why were you in Jersey?
Wedding.
Those are the worst.
Those are the worst.
I've been telling Courtney this. I've got like two more left in me before I
weddings?
Say that's yeah, that's it.
Because they're all the fucking same.
They're terrible.
And I lived the Brian life during it. I agreed to drive. I was like, yeah, to the girlfriend, you have fun. I'll drive. And I just watched people get stupid.
Oh, was this Saturday or Sunday?
This was Saturday night.
That's bummer. That's like a nice night to, you know. Like,
no, it was a fun time. I was amongst friends, but it was still people just getting shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shitty drunk.
You honestly don't know how fucking drunk people get when you don't drink. You're just like, oh shit, people are fucked. Ugh.
There was one. I had like two glasses of wine. That was it. Walked to the bathroom, saw the big guy who looked like Kevin James just planted on the floor. It was great.
Oh, that reminds me. When you're done with your thing,
that's pretty much it.
Oh, I went to Child's first Mets game today. Brendan, he took his son to his first Mets game, and I was like, oh, cool. You know, I'll see where the Phantom starts, right? And I was like, I'll see where the losing starts. Yeah. You know, like, but, you know, it was a lot of fun, man. The kid was all Mets'd out, and they were, you know, he got this little passport. They stamped his little book.
Kid's got to be, what, a year?
He's a little bit over. He was born March 1st of last year. He was a couple months after Lou's kid.
Right.
Yeah, so he's about a year and change.
So he had no idea what was going on.
Mm. He was having a fun time, though. Like, you could tell, like, he's never been in a stadium. You know? Right. Like, that's a lot of people, and, like, the Mr. Matt was walking by, and, like, they took pictures in front of all the stuff.
I said to 1-year-old, this is a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. It's like, look at all this noise.
He was honestly very well behaved for, like, he didn't cry at all or anything like that. And we went to the store to get him, like, a, you know, little souvenir or whatever. Again, I got him his little bear, and he was, like, lit up, man. I was like, all right, man, this is nice, man. This is a good old time.
Domestic Brian's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely weird.
I'm not used to this.
No, he's going out and doing stuff.
And fixing things? Yeah. I don't like it.
I also I didn't buy anything at the stadium to eat. I actually brought my own food into the stadium. I looked up online.
What the fuck are you?
I looked up online and I was like, oh, you can bring food in the stadium as long as it's in a clear package. So I brought my salad in there.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I broke my diet yesterday. We were driving back from
You're a diet? What kind of diet?
Just the typical. You know, shed a few pounds. You know how I do it. A lot of fish and just healthy eating. Right. Just clean eating. Right. Fucking got this slice of pizza. Wrecked me. Just because for time, because just we're coming back, we're like, all right, we're back in New York, let's just get a slice. Mm-hmm. Dead for the night. So sick.
On my cheat day this week, I was like, I've been eyeballing this Carvel that's around the block from here, and I'm like, I'm going to get Carvel, man. And I kept saying it for like the last 2 weeks, and I was like, I keep missing it because I was busy doing something or another. So I was like, this week I'm doing it. I ate it, man, and I don't eat any milk, you know, at all.
The dairy will fuck you up.
Like, only time I eat milk or dairy is on Saturday, so it's like, and then Carvel ice cream is super rich and creamy. And I was just like, my stomach was like twisted, man. It was just like, oh my God, why?
I hit 30, couldn't eat ice cream anymore. Really? Oh, every time. It messes me up. And now it's getting worse. Now it's like cheese, which is my favorite thing.
Oh, cheese is the best. Yeah, cheese to anything. It's
fucking
sweet.
Depressing.
What, pizza?
Did you not hear my story?
Well, what I'm saying, like I understand, but like, this because you're on like a diet, I figured you hadn't had it in a while, but like, I figured like regular.
I don't know if it was. What it was, if it was the cheese or just the fact that I was introducing greasy food into the diet, but holy shit. There was literally some holy shit. Like, terrible. And I got a small apartment. My poor girlfriend.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah, that was my weekend in a nutshell.
Mine as well.
Yeah.
Let's start it proper. All right, from this point on, I'm going to start scoring this thing.
I don't remember what to say.
I'm fucking exhausted, dude. I'm on like 4 hours for the week. Mm-hmm. So I'll start scoring at this point. Anything funny you say gets a point. Anything not funny gets a dong. We will play some games. We'll add this bitch up. Crown a winner. Brian took it last week.
Woo woo.
Strengthen the games. So see if Luke can dethrone him this week. And I keep getting text messages from our friend Dave Namer, who thinks I'm going to some concert with him today. Mm-hmm. I am not.
Yep. Safe to say at 8:15.
Quarter to nine on a Monday.
Not showing
I'm
up.
Not going to the city to see Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria? Why would you ever even agree to see them shit?
I didn't. He just likes them and he needs someone to go with. And ever since I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, he's like bugging me to. I saw it with him.
Well, duh.
Bugging me to join him on thing. I realize.
Damn. Now you're the friend.
I know.
He doesn't have the friend now. Fuck that up.
Yeah, right?
Too many times.
Well, Dave, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. That's the problem.
He's been on this show. Two disastrous results.
You puking in people's sinks and then
that was rough.
Asking him for cab money.
He didn't ask for cab money. He asked for a ride. I'd rather just ask him for cab money. I would have given it to him. I tied one on the night before and I was just like, he's like, yo, man.
But he also woke you up for the ride, right?
No, I told him to go fuck himself, and he left eventually. I was like, I'm not, like, you know when you'll get a ride to the train station at, like, 11:30, bro? Like, that's when I'll wake up, not be drunk anymore, and I'll drive you to the train station. Right. Otherwise, you have lots of dough. Just get an Uber. It'll cost you, like, $14, and your wife will stop fucking yelling at you.
It'll be a lot nicer for him now that you're sober, dude.
Oh, yeah. I told him, it's like, hey, I'll pick you up, and I'll drop you off. Actually, the Ronkonkoma train station is literally around the corner.
That's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the line.
Mm-hmm. So you can't oversleep it.
Yep, just in time. You can nap.
Just in time for me to stop drinking. You can't oversleep the train. Even though I never did that anyway.
Never fell asleep on the train.
I have, but I'm...
I'm talking past your stop.
No.
That's some self-control, sir.
I'm pretty good as far as waking up because I take the train regularly. So, like, when it docks, I'm always like, where am I? All right, sleep. Like,
right, body clock. Mm-hmm. It's all pre-programmed.
Yep, yep.
I've fallen asleep many times on the train.
Well, yeah, for sure. I know you told me a couple times.
Yep.
All right, so what are we doing now?
I don't know. What do you want to do? I feel like normally we chit-chat, but my brain hurt none too much.
My brain hurting none.
I've been doing, like, these 12-hour shifts for, like, the past 3 months. And then, like, I get home and I'll do, like, 4 more hours of freelance work.
Let me ask you
a
question.
So I'm, like, not sleeping.
With your job, how come they're making you work so many hours?
Oh, it's just OT.
OT? Are you getting overtime?
We're super, like, stupid busy right now. So
is there upward movement with your place?
Yeah. It's just not happening fast enough.
Here's what you should do. I got advice from from another guy about how to go about this. You should walk into your boss this week at some point, right? Just pick a time, whatever. And be like, in 6 months, I want to be in that next level, right? What do I have to do to get there? He'll answer you one way or another, right?
Yeah.
Do what you have to do. In 6 months, come back to him, reopen the conversation. If he's still giving you the wishy-washy shit, it's time to move on.
I think it's time. I want to move on anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't really. This company's fine. It was a good job. I'm bored to tears, so I'm looking to move on. I'm chasing. That's the other thing. Like, on top of all the work, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to gather as much cash as I can and then get out, find the next thing. Because in graphic design, like my line of work, I'm supposed to move on every 2 years.
Yeah,
that's how people typically do it. So I've been there for 2 years, 2.5 now. So I'm,
really, it's been that long?
Oh yeah, and I want out.
Yeah,
I'm getting these headaches because there's like this terrible fluorescent lighting, and you're staring at a screen for 12 hours at a time.
Well, you picked a bad profession, and if you didn't want to be staring at a screen all day, it's like
I think it's the lighting, and like I just don't take breaks. I need to take breaks because I think my brain's melting.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Not fun.
Yeah. Well, you have them kids.
Great.
He's like a real life version of Bebe's kid. You know that guy? He's like,
we don't die, we multiply.
That's the catchphrase. But I'm talking about that black guy from that movie. You know, he's like a bitter old dude. Like,
you ever chase him around a theme park? Does anybody remember that movie?
Vaguely, I remember that existed.
I remember it being hilarious, and they were like, "That guy died." I was like, "Oh, that's a shame." I thought that movie was funny.
I mean, clearly the two of us remember. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking collective consciousness.
I want to say it's one of the things that you had to be born in like the early 80s because you were like 12 when that movie came out and you definitely watched it.
It was like this weird animated thing in the middle.
It was African animated. It had like the hot colors to it and like the characters were very black.
I want to say that Baby was Tone Loc.
Oh, 100%.
Probably.
He had a deep, deep voice, man.
Right? Yeah. Am I making that?
That guy was in everything for like 3 years.
Wow, dang. Yeah. He was Ace Ventura, bro.
Uh-huh.
He was the voice. He was like the Sea Bear and Jamal. He was, I think, the
fucking Sea Bear and Jamal.
The only reason why I even remember that was because Tone Loc. I was like, oh shit, Tone Loc was the thing, you know, the bear.
Yeah. He was in that stupid kids movie where Blank Check.
Blank Check?
As like a goon.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the sequel to The Toy?
No, it was like, just
did they buy
some
a black
kid,
guy in that too?
Random schmuck kid finds a blank check and cashes it in. And then just has like a ball.
That's
and then these
awesome.
Goons try to get the money back.
Yeah.
But there's this weird element where this lady cop is courting the boy to get information. And at one point they kiss, and it's all very weird.
That was a weird moment in movies.
Yeah.
But around that time period where it was just nothing but Wile E. Kid gets one over on stupid adults.
Yeah.
Didn't they have that one with like the Malcolm in the Middle kid?
Yearing at that
beating up Paul Giamatti or some shit.
Wasn't that like Lava Kid and like
Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Yeah, wasn't that the movie?
That was something completely different.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
That was a Robert Rodriguez
like, that
movie.
Was like mid 90s, I think.
Yeah,
he was. It was some franchise, right? Didn't
you're talking Spy Kids?
Spy Kids, wasn't it Spy Kids?
I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know. We were all too old to be watching Spy.
That's why I vaguely don't know about it. Like I know it existed, but I was like,
I'm talking
to
Home Alone.
You're taking the temperature of the room. Like Spy Kids was awesome, right? Like no,
movie sucks.
I was actually going to watch one of them. I was like, Stallone's in one of these things? I was like, I might check it out. Like,
oh, that's right. He was in one of those.
I was like, I love me some Stallone, bro. That guy's the best.
Yeah, but now he's in Guardians too.
Is he? Yeah. Stallone?
Like, Yondu, the blue dude, is walking down some stairs and you just hear a guy go, bluh. And then you're like, fucking Stallone's in this movie?
That's the dopest, man. I got to go out and see. I just didn't have a minute, you know, to go. I'm probably going to watch on Cody, to be honest with you.
You should. Whatever. Yeah. It's good on the big screen. Mm-hmm. Our 3D was fucked up, though.
Why? What was wrong with it?
One of the glasses. It was everyone in the theater, apparently. I thought it was just me. Like, one of my lenses in my 3D glasses was jacked up. Because mm-hmm. It was like, it would go in and out of 3D. So it would, like, double up and come out. And then I left there with a headache. And then Namer's like, like, I think there's something wrong with my glasses. I'm like, fuck this. All of us.
Maybe it wasn't the glasses. Maybe it was the 3D itself. Yeah. If it's a universal problem.
That's what I mean. It's the whole thing was jacked.
You guys get a refund?
Nah, at this point, I just want to go home. I enjoyed the movie enough that I just moved along with my day.
All right. I would have got a refund. Or like a pass to see a movie ticket at another time.
Yeah, a hot dog.
Hot dog. You would settle for a hot dog.
I probably would have already had a hot dog at that point.
Yeah, but
you can't double up.
Why, you can't double up on a hot dog?
You can't, no.
What do you mean? You can't have two hot dogs?
Not unless you want to, like, burp that smell all day.
You want OD?
Burp the smell all day?
Yeah.
Well, you can't.
You have too much hot dog, you're just going to be burping
up. What if you wash that down with a Coke and fries?
No, I've done that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, but that's a good, like that's bad for everyone else, but you're like, ooh, yeah, I did eat that.
Yeah. You don't want a little remembrance?
Okay, who? No. I don't think anyone's ever enjoyed the aftertaste burp.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Sure. Especially when it comes at the wrong moment. Like, let's say
like you're in the middle of
like a milkshake or something.
Hot dog puke. It's called a full stew right there. The kettle pot.
Yeah, right.
You barf and your girl's a fucking puss.
It's called the chili con carne.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you do that. I'm not going to double dog, though.
Double dog.
Yeah,
that's too many
dog.
Inches for Lou. Right, but it's like Ned Flanders.
Here's the follow up for you. What is the pleasant after burp?
Yeah.
I don't know. You ever eat anything that tasted really good?
And then you burp and you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Like, ooh.
No, I've never had a burp where it was like that was just as good as the meal.
No, it's a burp of like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's repeating
this is
on
happening
me.
Again. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have such violent burps as you guys. And I just like, you know, like a burp. I'm like,
you would down an entire pizza. You never got like a little like right. aftershock?
Yeah. When I did that, I was blacked out drunk. I just kind of woke up the next day feeling shitty.
That, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I woke up throwing up. I was like,
that was probably just an extreme burp.
That's like burp to the nth level.
Yeah.
No, usually it would be like, I would feel so much better if I just yacked. I don't know, it would just go yak. I'm like,
but you definitely weren't.
You were a puking drunk like that? Like everyone, a next day puker?
Like if the Domino's was ordered, then yeah, probably. It was just too much.
Oof. Ooh, that's a bad place to be. Mm-hmm. That's not how you want to start your day.
Nope. But anyway, yeah, drug free, way to be now.
Clean living.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ned Flanders.
Yeah, haven't puked in a long time.
Some people are proud because they haven't had drugs or alcohol. You're proud because you haven't projectile vomited.
No pizza farts. Yeah.
Maybe they award a chip for that too.
They should.
I'm 100 days pizza free.
Right.
But watch out for that gluten.
No, I had pizza on Saturday. Good.
Oh man, he's slipping. He's back.
He's
off the wagon.
Every Saturday, I always have these grand plans to like eat this like fantastic food, and it's always just like, yeah, I'm gonna get McDonald's for lunch and pizza for dinner, bro.
He's going back to thinking he's the Gordon Ramsay of Domino's.
I've never ordered Domino's ever again, man. Just because it's like, if I only have one day to eat things, it's like Domino's is not what I'm gonna be spending my money on. Especially since there's a pizza place around the corner that's open at 4. It's like if it's open late, I can just and I don't drink, so it's whatever.
Just need to go to like quality, get some good quality junk food. Mm-hmm. Like a sit-down place that serves
burger fries, stuff like that.
Burger fries. Have you noticed a big abundance? I don't know about around here, of new burger places.
Yeah, it's like a niche thing almost, where it's like there's got to be like niche burger places.
They're everywhere around me now. They all opened up around the same time. We got a Smash Burger, a Burger Fry, a Jake's Wayback Burger.
Yeah, that's over in Northport.
A Zin Burger.
Zin Burgers and
what's the other one I went to? There's another one.
There's one over by the Golfsmith over at
my Shake Shack. They opened a Shake Shack.
Yeah. You know what's funny? They opened up a Shake Shack right next to me. And I'm like, oh, I'm leaving. I guess I'll never have Shake Shack. Well, I guess I could. I could come back. It's only 10 minutes away. But there's a Shake Shack in Smith Haven Mall, too. So I was like, oh, all right. Well, cool.
Oh, yeah. And they got the burger place there, too. Bobby's Burger Palace.
See, I've never been. I haven't been to the Smith Haven Mall since we were in high school. So, like.
Bobby's Burger Palace is pretty good.
Is it?
A little overpriced.
Do you go out there at all?
Not really. Not maybe during the holidays if I'm looking for something.
It's like a good place to shop.
Yeah. But try to steer clear. Traffic sucks over there.
It's not so bad. Yeah. I go shopping at Trader Joe's right over there.
Yeah, I just noticed like this burger explode. I went to Shake Shack when it opened.
Boring. Meh. Wrap it up, fellas. I don't want to hear about your burgers anymore.
Oh, you want to go back to babysitting?
No, let's hear about hot your dogs. Advertising stuff.
This is getting free tickets in a movie theater.
That's stuff people want to know, man.
No, they don't.
That's something that could actually help them in
life. That's a life tip?
Yeah.
If your movie is in any way not perfect, get a hot dog out of it.
Better than just being like, no, I'm just going to go home, think about it. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's what I did. What do you want to talk about?
Let's move on to the news.
You want to do news?
Wrap it up. Fine. I don't want to hear about the local Shake Shack. Let's go.
I don't want to hear any place I can't afford to eat.
Let's go.
What can you eat on babysitter's pay, bro? Like,
dollar menu. Yeah. Mac, grab some Kraft news, Mac. Get
rid of those Shape Shack is nanny money.
Macho Man and Peyton Black. Shake now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah.
What am I, an au pair? Fucking $18 for a meal? Are you crazy?
All right, shit. Up. All right, well, we'll start off the news.
Burger patties only cost $2.88 a pound, bro. I'm not going to ever eat out.
Get fries. I'm not a rich man.
Okay.
Betsy owes pizza. You like this topic now, motherfucker?
You guys are like, what's the good traffic around Shake Shack? Like, all right, come on. Nobody gives.
I was going to talk about overrated
about the
food.
Local traffic around.
It is over.
You know, yeah. Hamburger place.
What's your hamburger place?
I don't really go for hamburgers.
Too much money.
No, if I want to eat out, I'll go to like a place
not
like Chili's
Dinero?
Or. I don't eat a lot of hamburgers. I eat like chicken.
The red meat.
Shake Shack got dogs. Mm.
Huh. I've had their dogs. Not that good.
I had Sonic's dogs. They weren't that great either.
Every fast food place. Sorry, Lou. But every fast food place that they opened around here that we've always been like, I wonder if they'll ever come here. Sonic, Chick-fil-A. Every time I've eaten there with all that buildup, terrible food.
I want to say Chick-fil-A wasn't bad. It just wasn't.
It's a fucking chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I want to say it was good, but it was everyone was making this big deal about it.
No, this is like the best thing since coming.
Plus, yeah.
No, it's a fucking chicken sandwich. It's not even that great. And they're closed on Sundays when I would go out there.
I think it's good, but I would never go out of my way to buy it. If I was there in a food court or something like that, and I was like, oh, there's Chick-fil-A, and there was nothing else I really, really wanted, I'd be like, all right, Chick-fil-A, man.
I was thoroughly unimpressed. Thoroughly.
People are waiting like an hour in line for that shit.
People have too much free time.
Not enough chicken, I guess.
Just go to any place. You got a just as good chicken sandwich. All right. First story, Akron, Ohio. Of course, we have a dumb thief to begin with. This person, a 41-year-old woman, walked into a DVD rental store. Asked for a very specific DVD, which they did not have. Woman behind the counter wanted
this- This is recent?
This is like now.
Is it in fucking Alaska?
Did she drive 88 miles an hour and hit the fucking flux capacitor?
March 21st, that's yesterday.
1999.
Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio must be in the late 90s.
There you go. They haven't hit the modern age. They don't have Netflix yet.
I bet you that their video rental store has like the box and then like the you know, like Blockbuster did where it had like right behind it.
Yeah. But she asked for this DVD that... The woman behind the counter had to look up her account, so the woman gave the clerk all the pertinent information, name, phone number, all that, at which point the woman demanded money. She reached her hand into her sweatshirt, pretending it was a gun. At least, we're not sure if she pretended, but then robbed the store, made off with an undisclosed amount of money, and fled.
Not that much money.
Like $350 in late fees.
Big bags of DVDs.
Right.
These will go great on the black market.
Upwards of $50 worth of DVDs.
She came out of the truckload.
Yeah. That's like a full box set.
Before I gave all my DVDs away, I called around to see if I could sell them for anything.
I did the same thing.
And they were like, no.
Like pennies.
No, they were.
To the point where it's like, you don't. Just throw them away.
Everywhere I called, they were like, we don't even want them. Just you keep them. We don't have stock for them. No one's buying them.
I found this website where you could punch in like the SKU code on it, mm-hmm. and it would give you the value to see if it was worth anything. So I took the nicest one I had. It was like a box set of all the James Bond movies. Mm-hmm. It's like 20 DVDs. Punch that thing in. It was like, you owe us money for this. Like, fuck this.
Yeah. I gave all mine to the troops. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Get this plastic out of my life.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
Anyway, this woman clearly screwed up by giving a clerk her name and phone number, then robbing the store, then fleeing.
She gave the real name?
Oh, yeah.
What a dumb bitch.
What? So, the question is, was this like a commitment to her kind of DL story to sneak in and rob them? Or was this a last-minute decision?
Maybe she didn't have enough money for the DVD.
You
and it was like, give me your money.
Do you think
I need Legally Blonde now?
And then realized that she can't pay with the money she just stole, so she booked it.
I think maybe you think she had like a Homer Simpson moment where it's like, what would life be like if I did rob the DVD store?
It's her with the president's ass?
Yeah.
Probably. I'll do it.
Next time.
I'll rob the DVD store. All right. Last week, we discussed, Brian went off on a tangent about hitting elephants with a truck.
Be awesome.
So there was randomly an elephant store in the news.
Barnum Bailey's?
No, this is in Johannesburg. This is
like Africa?
Africa.
All right.
A professional big game hunter died this week. 51-year-old Thunis Botha.
Is he black?
No.
No,
South African white dude.
Right. Yeah, obviously he's got like a big beard,
pith helmet.
Yeah, yeah. Wears like the Steve Irwin get up, maybe even a monocle, and like a blunderbuss.
A blunderbuss
definitely had an elephant gun.
Yeah, just way too much killing power gun.
I would hunt elephants with like that rig from Maximum Overdrive, bro. That's what I'd be hunting.
The one with the green goblin face.
Yeah, boom.
Well, this guy. Was crushed by an elephant after it was shot.
Thank goodness.
So did it, like, sit on him or, like, stamp him out?
None of the above. What actually happened was they spotted him and his hunter pals, I guess, spotted a pod of elephants.
A pot?
A pod? I don't know. What do you call them? A herd?
It doesn't say.
Several of elephants?
A couple of elephants.
A gang of elephants.
Pack? I don't know.
Let's just go with pack.
Spotted a group of elephants, a pack, if you will. Started picking them off. At one point, a bull elephant, big male, charged, lifted this guy up with the trunk. Another hunter was like, I'll save you, shot the elephant. Elephant toppled forward and on top of the guy, squishing him.
Oh, like a toothpaste container?
Almost? Yep. Like... I imagine everything just popped out of the top.
Oh, my God, like Oberyn Martell.
How terrible is that shit?
Terrible.
He got pancaked by an elephant.
Nice.
Disgusting.
Now I'm searching to see what you call a pack of elephants. It's not in here.
Oh, it's all right.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Lou's really contributing.
Yeah.
What do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah.
I told you, man. I told you a bunch of stories today. You just keep going back
about the elephants.
To the well.
About the elephants.
I babysit children.
Let's hear more about the elephants.
What do I mean? What about
contribute to the elephants?
I said I would fucking hunt them down with a goddamn truck from a Maximum Overdrive. Like, what else do we want to say? How awesome. More broncos could I get it?
Awesome.
What did you say about it?
Next you said the story. Guy deserved to get squished, man.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah.
Next story,
people. Sure, the guy's right in your wheelhouse.
Who?
Fucking rich guys hunting down elephants.
I don't need to be rich.
Typical
see the Mactra.
Cat's activity.
I don't know why you think I'm rich. There's like a blue-collar neighborhood there.
It's all this ivory everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess when you make babysitter-type money, I am a fancy sultan. Like, look at you with your house.
Yeah.
Made
stop money. Flaunting it, sultan.
What, do you want a diamond mine? Like,
you got them blood diamonds?
Yeah. My family deals in diamonds, man. That's why I bought this... middle class home right here, bro.
I believe it.
Suburban New York home.
Oh my God, I'm in the suburbs, Lou.
Yep.
Taxes, $10,000 a year. What am I, a fucking king? Like.
All right. Next one is a court case we're going to discuss from Florida. Lawyers for a Florida man are insisting he show his dick in court. Hard.
Oh, he's got to be erect?
He's got to get erect. He's facing second-degree murder charges in connection with the death of his girlfriend, a 60-year-old woman, who allegedly choked to death while blowing him.
Is that murder, though?
That's his claim.
Yo, that head was murder.
I'm sure most people are thinking he probably just killed this woman. He's saying she choked to death while blowing him because his dick is too big.
That's great. I like it. It's just so funny. It's just like they got him red-handed probably, and he's like, nah, man, I didn't wring her neck. She choked on my dick.
She choked on my big dick.
There's two hand marks on her throat, black and blues.
Them the balls. So.
That's my dick.
What, your dick don't have digits?
Yeah, man. My dick's veiny.
So in order to prosecute, they're saying he's got to pull it out and get hard in the courtroom, which is, of course, creating quite a stir with the case of grower versus shower. He's saying he can't possibly get hard enough in front of an audience like
that. So what if he whips it out and they're just like, ain't joke on that at all?
Yeah, like how does the jury react to that? Yeah. Like, nah.
What, are you caught in the back of her throat? Yeah. Stop it.
Who are you kidding? Mm-hmm. You poke a nostril?
Nope.
Let's see. Here's the...
Can they make him do that?
They can make him try, but I don't know how easy it is to get a hard-on in front of a bunch of strangers.
I don't know. It's like porn stars do it all the time.
Yeah, but this guy's a murderer, not a porn star.
Yeah, he's got even more balls of steel. He's killed. And more than the pussy. He's killed.
I don't know.
With his dick.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Choke that bitch. Allegedly. Let's not.
With his big hog.
The state attorney asked, how is the defendant going to be erect when the jury views it? Because a flaccid penis, whether it be a picture or the jury actually seeing it, is completely irrelevant. It needs to be erect.
I gotta say, if you're the defense, if you're the prosecution, you have a flimsy case if that's like, it's all relying on this guy's dick. It's like, I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna lose this one, guys. I don't think we're gonna have that be shown in court.
They're trying to prove that the injuries are consistent with being accidentally sexually asphyxiated during oral sex. That's a clever way of putting it.
But yeah,
very clinical.
What if it was like he was acquitted and he's like, I knew my dick was innocent. I just got a big dick, everybody. It's like, next question. It was like, well, what did it feel like to be acquitted? Felt great. Got a huge dick. Okay, what's the next question?
Yeah. This guy looks like Mike Pence in 10 years.
Mike Pence?
Like white-haired, 60-something-year-old
motherfucker.
I don't think that guy's got a big dick. Looking at his face.
He doesn't fit the profile.
What would be the face of a big dick, Lou?
Like a Terry Crews-looking dude.
It's a black guy?
I guess. Pretty much.
just a big old black guy. That's
awesome. Just some old white man. I don't think he's got the goods.
You don't think he's got, all right?
No,
maybe not.
All right, let's do another.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where this one's from.
He could be hung like a horse, Lou. You don't know.
Yeah, but if the defendant looked like Terry Crews, they'd be like, not guilty, not guilty. If the dick is thick, you must acquit.
All right, so this story comes to us from Memphis, where a young couple left the Memphis Barbecue Fest, got in their car, and drove 14 miles at speeds excessing 65 miles an hour before getting pulled over by the cops.
Whoa.
The cops informed them that their trunk was ajar, and there was a drunk man sleeping in it.
Was he a stowaway?
This guy just kind of passed out in the trunk, and then they didn't see him. They apparently had one of those visors on the back of their rear windshield, mm-hmm, to block the view. Got in, just started going. Did not notice that this guy was just snoozing. Did not even wake up. This guy was hammered.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. The officer said, Mister, are you aware there's a body in your trunk?
What?
I mean, right. What do you say to that?
I'm like, do you gonna speak a crack on me too, officer?
Yeah, apparently his life was saved by that. Just that little lip on the back of the trunk.
Really? Otherwise he would have fallen out.
Just fallen into the highway.
Damn.
Lesson is,
don't get drunk and fucking black out, really.
Check your trunk. Make sure it's shut.
The lesson's for the driver.
Well, I mean, how did the guy get in?
That's a good question. It does not say.
If he's so drunk, like, them, you know, getting into the thing and bumpy road and all that shit didn't wake him up. I'm just surprised he can manage it.
No, you're bringing up the tough questions here.
Yeah. This is like some Sherlock Holmes kind of mystery.
Yeah, did he Jimmy
some homo shit. All
right, this story got some news this week. This one's out of Texas. A guy met a girl on Bumble.
Bumble is? Oh, wow.
Do you know what?
Bumble's a dating app, Lou.
I figured, it's, but it's I don't, the girl, what's the niche?
The girl has to talk to the man first.
Oh.
Yeah. So this guy, Brandon Vesmar, met Crystal Cruz on Bumble, and he took her to see Guardians of the Galaxy at a local movie theater in Austin, Texas. He claimed she was texting throughout the entire movie, and he got fed up, said maybe you could take it outside, which she did, and she didn't come back. Now he's suing her.
For what?
For breaking their date. He said, pay me back $17.31 or I'm taking you to small claims court.
So,
well, he did spring, obviously, for like the 3D IMAX.
Yeah.
So
he pulled out all the stops.
Well, he's bad at reading a girl because it's like, hey, your first date, do you want to go see fucking a comic book movie, lady? Like,
yeah, that's a bad movie.
You have to like know your girl to like do that. Like if the girl's like where if she's like a nerdy little girl, then like, okay. But if it's just like a girl, like she probably don't want to do that.
Don't do a movie on the first date.
Yeah, you want to do something where you can talk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Here's his statement.
I cut the hole in the bucket of popcorn and she didn't even stay long enough to eat it.
I went home with butter dick. I said, Crystal, your behavior Saturday was not only rude, but it cost me money. I want you to compensate me for the $17 movie ticket. Will you do this? Will you do this or do I have to pursue the money in small claims court? She called him insane.
He is.
Yep. Later, though.
Insanely Jewish.
What was his last name?
Oh, probably.
I don't know.
Vesmar.
Horowitz. Or
Vesmar. What's that?
Vesmar?
Made up.
Yeah, that's a fake name. That's an alias.
Yeah. What is he, from one of those wacky Marvel planets?
He must have taken that from Guardians of the Galaxy in one of those fucking...
Are you a Kree? Anyway, she ended up paying him.
Good.
Paying him the $17 and saying, just leave it alone, man.
Just saying, though. Texting during the whole movie? Come on.
You could have just
held just be out. Honest with dude. Be like, this is not the thing for me.
Yeah, but like...
Or just put the phone away.
She could have been like, all right, this movie's stupid, whatever. Like, she might still like the guy. Like, first of all, again, don't take her to a goddamn comic book movie. All
right,
like,
but don't text her in a movie.
No. I'm going to say have a better date planned out if you're going
to... They should have taken that to the people's court.
People. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Dun.
That's a lame first date, Lou. What would be your first date? What would you take the girl on?
I was getting into a funk. I don't know. I was like dinner and we'd go out to a bar or something, just kind of chill. I used to go to like the Chesterfield a bunch.
With the dating apps, first date, always a bar or coffee house.
Yeah. So I have like no experience with these newfangled dating apps. So.
Well, that's the rule. You keep it cheap. Yeah. In a place you can talk. And then if you're having fun, then you say, want to catch a movie. Otherwise, you don't shoot your wad, go to the $17 IMAX flick. Mm. Fucking amateur move, fella.
Yeah, man. Get your game straight.
He got his money back.
Yeah. I guess he won.
And his dick went untouched.
And it probably will stay that way. Because get that reputation.
Yeah, right? That's cheap. Oh, man.
It's a bad place to be.
Did he? And he put his name in the paper and everything, right? Like it's out there.
Oh, this is the director of Guardians of the Galaxy commented on it and everything.
Ouch!
Like he's out there. He's in the.
He's infamous cheapo now.
Remember that name, Vesmar
equals cheap.
Well, the guy was obviously smart. Gave a fake name.
Right.
You're gonna look for this Vesmar character. Like, no, it's not me. It's not me.
Vesmar of the Protheans.
That was some of the dickhead. But I'm gonna need you to sign this contract. Predate.
Right.
Man. Just should have held out. Maybe I'd get pee pee touched.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that was gonna work out for
no,
him.
She's probably on the Bumble app during the date.
Well, he probably drove her, right? You think?
No, because she ditched the movie.
Oh, yeah, she never came back.
That's another thing, you don't pick up on those dates.
Sure, sure. I never did it, so
yeah,
I know.
You give both of you an escape. Mm. All right, next story. Tennessee.
He's like the shoot pool.
Cheatham County. Shoot pool?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man. Girl's got a little phallic thing in her hand already.
Playing with the balls.
Playing the balls. Subliminal measured all the place. Plus you can drink and talk. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, do that move where you're like, no, this is how you shoot the ball.
And you can touch, too. A lot of touching going on. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, no matter how much a girl says she knows how to play pool and she fucking, like, she hustles people, all she did was get hustled by guys and they banged her playing pool. They're no good at it.
She ain't that Black Widow chick.
No, no, no. They can't play worth a dick.
All right, this story from Tennessee. Remember that scene in Breakfast Club where they're in the like he's fighting with the what was he the principal? He's going like, "Come on, smart guy, try me," and he's giving him like 4 days, 10 days.
Yeah,
that happened in real life with much higher stakes in Tennessee. A man was given a $14 million bond by a judge that went up from $50,000 because every time the judge was like, "Do you want me to slap you with more?" He was like, "Go on, bro, do it."
Okay, let's just say you just. We're never going to be able to pay the $50,000, right? Whatever, get my money's worth now.
Yeah, right? Go down swinging.
Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you, you piece of shit judge. Eat a dick. Like,
yeah.
This guy's name was Charles Nichols. He was on...
That's what he had, bro. He had Nichols, and that was it, bro. They're talking about dollar bills.
Right?
They don't call me Charles Nichols. That guy ain't got two nickels to rub together.
He looks like an Amish dude. It's rocking the chin beard.
I think you were mistaken Amish for white trash.
I mean, that's a bad look for anybody. The beard, no stash.
Oh, and yeah. That's mostly under beard.
That's yeah, it's like neck beard.
Yeah.
That's like I make meth beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the face mask you have to wear is obstructed by the stash.
Yeah, it's like, it gets really annoying. I can't wear it.
I went to a Wawa in Jersey. Everybody working there, all the dudes working there all had that same beard because they had to wear like the beard net.
Why don't you just go clean shaven?
Right?
Like, why do you have to have a shitty
beard?
You
look like a fucking clown.
Yeah. I'm not about it.
Anyway, judge gave him a $50,000 bond. He was there on charges involving, sexual charges involving a minor.
So oh, no.
He was going into a bad place anyway. Mm-hmm. The guy's 33. Sources say judge gave him $50,000 bond, but Nichols stood up and told the judge, go fuck yourself.
I told you. I
flipped him and everyone in the courtroom the bird. Judge upped it to $1 million. Then stood up, did it again. Up to $14 million.
Damn. Just he's just getting wild with his intervals. It's not like $50,000, $100,000. It's just like $1 million.
Yeah.
$14 million. It's not even round numbers. It's just like.
Right. I imagine you just kept going up by millions. It's like that story that Rick and Morty did.
Yeah. Or was it
I'm a
kangaroo court?
Yes, I heard that. That was great.
Kangaroo court.
I was just going to mention that.
My lawyer says he wants to blow me. Well, I wish that would just come back on.
Oh, soon. It's coming soon. Mm-hmm. I'm on good authority with that. The internet.
Yeah, the internet's fucked me a bunch of times with that.
All right, we got one more story. This one's kind of dark, but I don't think we talked about it on air, but remember like 2 weeks ago or so, for whatever reason, we just started talking about bullfighting.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. A bullfighter died.
Fighting a bull?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, heroin, bro. It's real bad.
Yeah, car accident.
Plane crash.
He got gored in the butthole.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ran the rectum.
Right in the old rusty
bullseye.
Wagon's wheel.
Fucking nailed him. He fucking died in front of a crowded stadium of people watching.
You wonder what it sounded like.
Oh!
Like, I don't think he's okay, man. I don't think he's
okay. Once you make that noise,
once you go finished. Soprano.
Yeah.
Do you think that bullfighting's like Mexican NASCAR, where they're just kind of sitting there until someone dies? They're kind of like, ole!
Kind of, but I think, you know, bullfighting's got to be infinitely more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Once you see a car get mangled, you're like, whoa!
I know,
yeah.
But a lot of times it's just like, you may as well be watching like a toy racetrack.
Okay, but let's just say you're in the stands, right? And you see a car flip over the fucking stands and take out a ton of people. You're like, what the fuck? This thing kicks ass.
But they need to encourage that a little more.
Encourage death?
Like make it, like, you know what? Let's get rid of just the loop, you know, the circle. That's boring.
Just have a ramp and a fucking
like,
grenade
like
strapped to the
that
car.
That shit needs to be like a Hot Wheels track.
Yeah, I want some F-Zero shit.
Yes.
Where's the rainbow road at?
Why? Because even if they were going like that, and it's just, they're still just going in a circle. It's
like I
want to
see them
boring.
Like jump like jumps like, you know, like a cavern. Or,
full on Mario Kart.
You know, we don't have like hovercrafts. Like you're gonna break the axle and like everything.
I know these cars are just
like dead.
Well, on their low profile ass time.
Let me tell you, you start doing that, they're gonna have enough money to fix it. The people are going to be watching once you turn it into like Death Race.
It's already the most popular sport.
Yeah, right.
It gets like millions and millions and millions. It's like, honestly, the people. It's like 100,000 people show up to watch that live, and there's millions of people watch it on the.
That's the most popular sport of all.
Yeah, like I think it's maybe
football. Even more than like soccer.
Well, in America,
somebody in America, it's like it goes like football and then like NASCAR. It might even be NASCAR viewership wise. Football's too good to bet on.
I was gonna say because people football at least are smashing into each other constantly.
It's just big dudes running into each other.
Yeah,
rather than cars like maybe crashing.
Yeah, they tap, you know, tap a little bit.
And it's boring as fuck.
It's real boring.
Actually, it's a sport that derived from like the moonshine runners. Like they would fucking run away from the cops and like they would, you know, hook up their cars and I guess, you know, drink moonshine and then eventually NASCAR.
If they could somehow merge like NASCAR.
Step one, moonshine. Mm-hmm. Step two. Step three, NASCAR.
No, step one still. Then you get the moonshine. Then you get the NASCAR.
Then you get the power.
If they get the guy whoever designed American Gladiator set to design a NASCAR track.
He's got a lot of cracked axles.
The guy who was designed that was probably like a real big fruitcake. Everything was kind of like kind of gay a little bit, like the things they wore, the colors they rocked.
All right, act like you want
beefy
didn't
dudes
love
and unitards,
it.
Turbo and Nitro.
Act like you didn't love that show. Try.
It was on after wrestling,
and it was mostly beefy dudes, but they were beating the shit out of like these little pencil necks.
And in the '80s, nothing was more beloved than beefy dudes.
Right.
I want to say that. It got old real quick with me. Like I watched it and it was like, oh, okay.
No,
I don't know. Like it was sports without being sports almost.
I loved every bit of it.
Like almost like some sort of sports entertainment that you're fond of.
Yeah, but there's no story. It's just like this guy's gonna be in a hand bike. He's gonna try to get across his bridge faster than the next dickhead. Right,
I think
to him.
An argument.
He's
can
a
be
teacher.
Made
he's a lacrosse coach from Idaho.
That wrestling doesn't really have a story either.
They got more story than American Gladiators did.
But, I mean, like barely. It's mostly.
Bro,
you had sex with my girl. I don't like you. And then they stretch
then
flips that
for 12
and months.
Tables and fire.
Did
bro?
You watch? I know you don't watch SNL, but they just had The Rock hosting. And they did a really good bit with two wrestlers cutting a promo. Mm-hmm. And it was like, The Rock was one guy looking like a Hulk Hogan type. And then Bobby Moynihan's the other. He's like, I'm going to get you in the ring. I'm going to break you. And then The Rock's like, this guy's shooting blanks. Just turns out he hacked his email. And was
Yo, man. I like wrestling, man. This is one of the things I like. But
you know what? I think that what wrestling is, it makes for like amazing video games. The fakeness of it works so perfectly for a video game mechanic. But for real life, I can't watch it without going, what the fuck is going on? What's happening?
There's two muscled out dudes that are just beating
and that's like 20% of the show.
No.
And the rest of it is like, I don't like you. I'm from America. Where are you from? Your customs make me uncomfortable.
I don't like your headgear, fella.
Yeah. As long as Vince McMahon still has his hand in it and he can go back to his old school racisms, it's still going to be good.
That guy should perish.
No, never.
I would love for him to perish.
I want him to be like Walt Disney in a fucking in an Ice Cube, man.
Yeah, freeze his head.
Yeah, bro. Look at the funny shit. Like he had, I know I mentioned a lot, Rider Piper hit some guy from some island with a coconut. That was that's beautiful.
Yeah, but that was like that was almost an accident.
No, he's like
that's one of the more culturally sensitive things they've done.
I mean, they need to have more of that.
They had Billy and Chuck get married, and they got beat down for being faggots.
Yeah. It was a straight up hate crime.
Yeah,
you watch.
It's like yeah, fucking beat those queers. They talk to Middle America, man. They're like, all right, that's our bread and butter, bro.
Yeah, we got a black guy. What do we call him? Papa Shango. Coco, beware.
I don't know. You know, in the 80s,
Farouk.
It just seemed like it was better back then.
Yeah, because they were cartoon characters.
They were cartoony.
Yeah, and now it's, I don't know.
Well, in the 90s was Stone Cold, man. He straight up stunnered everybody and had a beer bash every night on television.
I mean, like, how can you go
wrong? He stunnered the president of the United States.
Remember, did you see that picture I sent you guys? It's like, was it Stone Cold has stunned 55% of this room. And it was like, there's a bunch of kids and then the McMahons and him.
Yeah.
And it's Trump.
And it said, including the women.
Mm-hmm. How much would you like, I mean, come on, Stone Cold, how many people could say that they fucking stunned the president? No one. Just all one right, man.
Well, I just went at first.
Kicked him in his gut.
I'm gonna have to
messed up his floppy ass hair.
Fucking say. Beer bash after. It's like,
you will obviously causing the president great bodily harm. I'm all for that.
Yeah,
but anyone who's done a stunner knows that that move is just ridiculous.
Ask Pete.
Bizarre.
I've been stunnered
and ridiculous, and catch you off guard, don't man. Know like so like some guys pulling on your neck like. Okay.
I did that once to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And it more or less worked.
If you catch it and think about it, and your neck is going into the shoulder like that, you don't do the big old reaction where you just flip all over the place. You just go, fuck!
It's like getting chopped in the throat.
Yeah, it's like getting chopped in the throat.
But you first get kicked in the gut. You're like, whack!
Listen, I'm all for some belligerent drunk. You know, drinking beers, punching people, giving them the finger, and then stomping them into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The stunner is just one of those moves where it's like that really shouldn't hurt at all.
No
but
way, man.
It
that should
does.
Not.
And
it
it's does great.
Not much, though.
It comes out of nowhere. It's pretty dope. So what was your favorite moves?
I don't know. The ones where like either super high flying, like the ones that were just tough to do, or the ones that you knew hurt bad.
Like hitting a guy with a chair. It was like, oh.
You know, like, I don't know.
But as far as finishing moves go, stunner. Like, that's one of the more believable ones, I think.
Is it?
The stunner?
He's just pulling you down.
I mean, you think the mandible claw was a plausible
you
thing?
You just bite his fucking finger.
A lot of them were dumb, but, I mean,
I guess because Mick Foley's like, oh, what can you do, Mick? Oh, I could stick my fingers in your mouth. That would be disgusting.
Yeah. The most successful wrestler of all time, The Rock, had the rock bottom where he kind of just threw on the ground.
But at least I know that if you get thrown on the ground, that kind of hurts your back, not just some guy yanking on your neck a little bit.
So everyone's finisher just be a punch in the face. It's like,
yo, William something Regal. That looks like it might hurt you.
Just a kick to the balls.
Not just like you're up here. I'm just gonna lower your head a little bit.
DDT would fucking kill you, and it doesn't look very exciting at all. It would, like if you take someone by the neck and just pile like just throw them into the ground like that. It would fuck their world up.
I'm just not impressed by the moves.
A pile driver would
actually
cripple you.
Speaking of pile drivers, the one that looks like the most fun and the least painful.
Having the sex pile driver?
No, what is the Undertaker's pile driver?
Tombstone?
Tombstone. The way they do it in the modern era where you can't be too careful and the guy's head is 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah, it's like, don't.
It's like, that just looks like, wee.
Oh, man.
It's like you get jostled. Mm-hmm. You get jostled into submission.
Yeah, man. I just like wrestling, man. That's it, man.
You
that's
can it. Like and it. I'm just saying some moves are total bullshit.
The whole thing's fake.
Yeah, but some of them, it doesn't matter how well they do it. The guy's going to get hurt.
Do you watch UFC?
I haven't watched it for a while, but I enjoy it.
That's no. No, he has.
I just don't have access to it.
They don't have it at the library?
I don't know. I haven't
you have the internet? You can't just watch.
I don't think to look it up.
No, because the reason I ask is because that's like, you don't get much more legit than that.
Yeah, so I enjoy watching that.
That's a fight.
Yeah.
But like some, you know, guys doing pretend silly moves.
I want to say there's less excitement in the UFC.
How about you remember that guy Edge? His move was he'd grab you and he'd throw himself on the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, how the fuck did he get hurt doing that?
Eventually his move was a spear.
After, like, everybody and their mother had that move.
And, when you have a spear, too, the biggest risk is no women in the nearby vicinity. You're just going to clobber them instead.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, throwing yourself at a person is just poorly aimed.
Yes.
Once you start a spear, it can't be stopped. You have to follow through, even if the guy dodges.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go straight for the turnbuckle.
There's always a referee conveniently placed behind him, too.
Yeah.
It's fake, Lou. Just get over it.
I know. But it can be done well, and it hasn't been done well for a while.
But going back to American Gladiators, what we were first talking about, like, I don't know. It just, like, incredible. After you watch, like, the first, like, three, like, guys run around that little fucking obstacle course, it's just like, eh. I don't know. Like, it was literally the same fucking, like, 18 obstacles in the games they played with the same shit. The only thing that you were really hoping for was that the fucking gladiator caught them. and really fuck their world up.
You know what I find supremely boring that everyone else seems to get really like off of is American Ninja Warrior.
I like
it's
that.
Like American Gladiators, but nobody's shooting tennis balls at them.
Yeah, but I think that just
if they had the course the whole time just getting pelted.
If Nitro was sitting there with that cannon,
yes.
I used
They're
to like,
making it amazing. That was my favorite thing.
I used to like that show just because of the...
perseverance of the human spirit?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the difficulty of what they're doing is pretty intense.
All right, well, first of all, like American Ninja Warrior is definitely watered down.
Compared to the Japanese.
They took the same fucking course.
It just doesn't... I don't know what it is. It doesn't look as hard.
Because the guys don't commit seppuku if they lose.
Yeah. And the only time it ever really, like, people go nuts over it is like a guy with one leg does it or a chick.
I used to like watch it just to see like how strong some of these guys were. Where it's like they're walking, they're how crazy the grip strength is and how high they can jump.
Yeah, but how much cooler is a salmon ladder if somebody's pelting with tennis balls?
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. I guess you know, yeah. Good little tennis ball action.
And then there's like a big beefy '80s dude on top of the wall.
Right, he's got
with a padded stick.
Definitely got a mullet, and it's big. It's not just a regular mullet. Like he's used a lot of product. You can't let him buy any of that pyrotechnics.
And it has frosted tips.
Yeah.
I would watch that more than the Olympics, I feel. If that was like every 4 years they would put that together, I'd be like, all right, man. You ready for the Olympics, bro? Fuck yeah.
You know, Netflix has their own version of that kind of show.
Do they?
Yeah, it's called like the Dragon Master, something like that.
Oh, that's where one they of those have skip a course, right over.
They have a course like that, like the American Ninja Warrior, but the course is shaped like a big dragon. But it's weird because it's insanely hard. So it's kind of like, how far can they go in this practically unbeatable course? Not as fun.
I don't know. It all just makes me miss Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yeah.
What was that again?
Impossible shit with some crazy Japanese guy screaming his head off. Yeah,
they tried to do it with Wipeout in America.
Yeah, no.
But it's not as fun without the bad dubbing.
Because they get people who obviously can never do it.
Even not the dubbing, just subtitles. Hearing them go nuts.
You ever see like the show where they're like throwing out this thing where like there's a team of people and they gotta like make shapes of that out of themselves and like a wall
hole in a wall
hole in a wall, and they have these fucking one person who's just like extremely obese who's never gonna fit through the hole,
no hole ever.
Yeah, and it's just like, all right, we're gonna have this fatty in there to make everyone laugh a little bit, and then like
the show should just be called Take That Fatty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? When they should occasionally
Fat Shame the show.
They should occasionally
Thursdays on CBS.
They should just make it like there's no hole. Just push him into the water.
Yeah, and then pelt him with a cupcake.
Just knock him down.
Eat it, Tubby.
Just knocking down fat dudes.
Yeah. Into foodstuffs, like into a vat of Jell-O.
And you know what else they need? They need, you said, the Japanese announcers. They need somebody like Joey Styles, you know? With some.
Oh, my God!
That guy had energy. I mean, like, who wants to listen to, like, JR?
Oh, good God, that guy's
all
that guy's a stud.
He's all like,
slobber doctor.
That man,
he's a Mustang.
Like, come on. He was like...
He likes some beefcake.
He was sexually attracted to those dudes.
He's like just a hick man who's got like palsy. He's like,
and then he had that other like... I forget who his co-host was at the time. No, besides him, there's like a really white bread dude.
Michael Cole?
Yeah. He's boring.
Oh, yeah.
He's real
boring.
First
of all, shave the goatee, homo.
Like, yeah. Like, that guy, he hasn't earned the goatee yet.
No. Well, earned the goatee? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. You got to be like a certain level of cool, I guess, to have a goatee.
Do you?
Opposite.
Yeah.
I think.
No, because if you're not cool and you have a goatee, it's just very obvious.
It's transparent.
That you're trying to be cool and it's not working.
I had a goatee for a while. I felt like a homo.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, but I'm not still like, yo, goatees are for cool people, like.
No, but I mean, like, when
you
see somebody,
get all the pussy.
It's just like when you see someone with a goatee, who's not cool, it screams like of desperation.
You have a goatee.
This is just my.
You're also not cool.
No, he just can't grow a beard.
This is it. This is what happens if I don't shave for like 3 weeks. I don't shave it into a pattern. This is just a natural growth.
You have a naturally growing Jeff Hardy beard.
Pretty much. It grows mostly, the mustache at the ends is where it really peaks. And then, like, for some reason, the middle of the sides just doesn't fill in. It doesn't completely fill in the lines on the goatee. It's a weird pattern, but I'm just too lazy to fix it or do anything about it.
You got the baby cheeks. They say smooth.
Yep.
So an accidental goatee. So that instantly puts you in the category of able to wear a goatee.
I guess, but if I shaved it down, this part you can tell it's just not filled in as much as the rest of it. Looks
like
weird.
The right here part.
Look, yeah, looks bad.
Connecting stash to beard.
It just doesn't connect, so it looks stupid.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't even do it if I, you know, wouldn't even shape it up. I'd just get rid of it all.
I've been clean shaving for a while now. I mean, I'm a little like I got like a 5 o'clock shadow going on. That's only because, you know, washers and dryers have been broken and.
You don't have to defend yourself.
Yeah, but I actually missed it. I used to just clean shave myself all the time, and like it's a nice little feel. You haven't been clean shaving in a long time, you?
Nah. I'm a bearded gentleman for life.
Mm. Do you like the beard, or are you just kind of lazy?
I prefer it.
Yeah.
All right. Mainly because of laziness.
Yeah.
And because my face gets cold, mm-hmm. and I look like a 12-year-old under this thing.
You do look young.
It's not. It's like nobody wants to see a baby, man.
Nope.
From NASCAR to American Gladiators to facial hair, I think we've covered quite the
All our bases have been touched.
Why don't we take a quick break? Come back with some games.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends, but first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics, or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now, a word from some of our friends.
Do you piss green after you've eaten vitamins? We certainly do, and therefore you should listen to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast.
Even if you don't piss green, isn't something I think you guys will like if you like TV and you like movies?
We count down lists associated with both, as well as offer the occasional review and a number of segments that are random in nature for your enjoyment.
Check out the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews on iTunes, Podomatic, or your favorite podcast app.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. So then I, and then we, some other.
Jesus Christ!
Whoa, it gets better. Then I.
No, you didn't really.
Exactly, like I just. And then the cops came and. And then just.
No.
Yeah.
But then really.
Yeah. Uh huh. That all happened.
On the Now Loaded podcast, check it out.
Shout out!
Yeah.
Shout out!
And we're back. Let's do shout outs.
Let's.
Who we got?
Big Papa Podcast.
Big Papa Podcast.
Big Stan and Shane and Jared. That's it. No, offensive line, I'm going to be on there on Sunday.
This week, you're doing that.
Offensive line.
Check that out. Bold and belligerent.
Bold and belligerent.
Attention deficit order.
ADO. I gotta get some more guests on the show. I have now that I'm a little settled here.
Once your growing pains moving in are done.
Yeah.
We'll start booking this thing up again. But we got Geek Dig. How's Clint?
Clint
here is making
he's bad,
some
man.
Lifestyle
he's,
change.
He's losing some weight. He stopped smoking. He's trying to become a champion, this guy. Good deal, Clint.
Happy for him. We got a rocking comedy show.
Jay's losing his weight too, man. He's doing his morning walks. He's promoting all his shows. He's like, I didn't realize how much that guy does, man. The guy, every time I I look on his Twitter or his Facebook, he's just constantly making things happen. He's put that whole concert together, and he's just getting shit done.
DIY kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
We got Gungo.
Yeah, man, Mike Russo.
What's up, Mike? Who am I missing?
Costa Mirth. Can't forget those
you
guys.
British fucks.
Old Man Orange.
Yep.
Yeah, Ryan.
Just did 300. Check him out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And
Spencer,
if I'm forgetting you, I apologize.
Mm-hmm. What's up, Fear? We gotta have him back on. That was a fun time.
He just
clicks with our.
I thought you were like he just throws out the hand, bro.
No, it's just like some people they have a hard time adjusting to the flow of the show. He gets it right away.
Absolutely,
yeah. Just be a bad person, and you'll just fit right in.
Yeah, and of course our shows. Mm-hmm. Getting Over in Wrestling.
Yeah, soon to return. We just, again, life.
Life. Mm-hmm. And VG Times 3. Again.
Maybe.
Life. And, of course, our networks, IRN, Internet Radio Network, RadioVegas.rocks, and love to Psycho Enhancer for our end theme. Mm-hmm. All right, let's play some games.
What we got, Pete?
Let's see what I brought. Let's start off with just the movie game.
The movie game. And just like the movies,
hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
All right, you guys know how this one works. I went to Twitter, found the hashtag explained a film plot badly. I'm going to read those descriptions. You guys are going to try to chime in and name that movie. First one I hear gets the point. First movie. A very repetitive film.
Groundhog's Day.
That's it. Off and running, Lou.
Say like the Saw series.
The Saw, that too. Yeah.
Fast and the Furious.
Yep, the Fast and the Furious is a little bit repetitive. Yep. Well, actually, they kind of it is in the sense that they're all it's about cars and shit.
Right.
But it's not when it's like the first one's about stealing car parts and this last one was about stopping international terrorists.
So this is a group of bald guys with some versatility.
Yeah, it's like they became like the fucking the Avengers somehow. It was like, all right, whatever. Yeah. They're petty crooks. Like,
yeah, you just have to be bald and know how to drive. Mm-hmm. It's kind of their thing.
And ludicrous.
And ludicrous. He's a hacker.
Yeah.
All right, got a little bit trickier now. A selfish girl won't share the door.
Won't share the door. A selfish girl. Alice in Wonderland?
No, not Alice in Wonderland.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, when you hear the answer, it makes more sense.
She won't share the door.
A selfish girl won't share the door.
I don't know.
Is it the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
It is not.
Oh, it's the only thing I know with like a magic door.
She wouldn't share the door and let Leonardo DiCaprio drown in Titanic.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh. She sunk I forgot that she was on a door.
That was a big-ass door. Could let that guy on.
That movie's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it would be more comfortable if it was just me on here.
Yeah.
It's like drowned street rat. Mm-hmm. Street rat.
All right, next one. Hunger Games, but in a disco.
Hunger Games, but in a disco? Hunger Games, but in Saturday Night Fever?
Not a lot of Hunger Games in that one.
A lot of disco, though. A
lot of disco.
I overcompensated.
Leaned real hard to one side.
Yeah. I know disco's in there. Lou, anything?
Shaking his head.
No.
This is The Running Man.
What?
I'm not sure I agree with
disco.
That.
It's, everything's neon colored and very disco.
It's very 80s, I would say.
Yeah, I don't think, I wouldn't call it disco.
It's like American Gladiators more than
anything. Yeah, whoever wrote that.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio sleeps during a long flight.
Inception?
I got to get both of you the point. You both chimed in right at the same moment for that one.
Boo, boo, boo.
Next one. Black Superman's kryptonite is a white woman.
Jungle Fever?
Sorry?
Jungle Fever?
No, it's not Jungle Fever.
A black.
You said that so softly.
Black.
You weren't proud of that.
You said Jungle Black Fever. Superman?
Black Superman.
Oh, King Kong.
No, not King Kong. You're doubling down on this now.
Damn.
I was... Get black.
I don't know.
First half of this movie was really strong. Second half, not so much.
It.
No. Black Superman, starring...
You just described it as first half is really strong, second half is kind of whack.
Yeah, that is it. Mm-hmm. But this movie, starring Will Smith, was called...
Hancock.
Hancock.
Yeah.
Again.
Sure wasn't King Kong?
Positive on that.
All right.
I saw that Skull Island picture. You watch that?
No. I saw it. It was good.
It's not bad, right?
Yeah.
It's silly as fuck, but...
Yeah.
But it had some moments. He fights a big squid. That was pretty cool.
You know, I like the battles. You know, it was cool.
Did you watch the end credits?
No, I never watch the end credits. Not even when I know that something's coming.
I'll just tell you. Godzilla's going to show up and all that shit.
Why, if you know something's going to come, you don't watch
it? I don't want to sit there through 10 minutes of credits.
What else you got going on?
I just want to go. I just want to get out of there.
You got to demand that free ticket and that hot dog.
Yeah, I didn't like
I get that. I do go up and get a refill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants everything that's coming to him.
It's part of the perks of the movie club.
There's only so much soda I could drink. I'm just like...
It's part of the perks. I wouldn't, you know... It's delicious. It's delicious, delicious soda.
All right. Next movie. Animal rights activist builds a big boat to save some animals.
Noah.
From it is Noah.
Is he an animal rights activist?
Well, it says to save some animals from an angry sky wizard. If you're going to call him an animal activist, then you're calling God an angry sky wizard.
Well, that's pretty dead on.
It's all, I guess.
I don't think Noah was so much an activist as Sky Wizard gave him a task. And
the Sky Wizard said, build that boat.
It's actually like the prequel to, Field of Dreams, right? He's just like, build it and they will come, right? Like,
next movie.
Why? It's the same thing Field of Dreams. He's like, build. God told him to build something. Something happened.
All right. Let's keep going.
Did you ever watch Field of Dreams?
One time forever ago.
Shoeless Joe Jackson couldn't get on that boat, though.
No, man. He cheated.
A man teaches kids that DUIs lead to championships.
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks is correct.
This is the 90s, though. DUI wasn't so bad.
No, they were like, you got a DUI? Community Take service. Care of these kids.
You seem like a guy who could watch children.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Bombay.
Gordon Bombay, that's right. Shit. That movie was weirdly important as a kid.
Yeah, man. It proved that, you know, that first time actually I listened to Queen was probably because of that movie.
It's the first time I gave a shit about hockey. That was an exciting week.
I grew up with hockey. I liked hockey.
All right, next movie. Mm-hmm. Privileged white parents don't see jail time for abandoning child.
Home Alone.
Home Alone is correct.
They were rich as fuck. You see, that's rich, Lou.
That house?
Yeah.
If your house is big enough to set up a saw-like maze of traps, you're pretty rich.
Yeah. If you have paint cans and if you have multiple levels of your house where you have things like Marv got hit on three separate levels with things falling from the sky. Like, you know, it's like, what the fuck? And then his uncle had a building in Manhattan.
He was high enough at the end of that movie to zip line from a bedroom to a treehouse.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't happen.
It's like, who even has enough? Who has property like that? That you can just zip line. Like,
and on top of that, that one guy was taking the whole family on vacation.
To France.
Yeah.
It wasn't like to Pennsylvania. Like
exactly. It was, we're boarding a plane to France.
Mm-hmm. But the uncle, he must have spit on his wealth because he's like, yeah, I got a brownstone. Just haven't renovated. We're in France.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like a four-story brownstone that this guy's got. You know, it's like, whatever, we're just going to redo it. You know, just
get the whole building.
Got it. Fucking, yeah, these people were rich.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. You had a talk boy. You had to be rich to have a talk boy. Yeah, right. I didn't even have a talk boy.
I had a talk boy.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I that's came back one. My sapien on it then.
Yeah, like, I was far from rich.
Maybe I just...
Well, everything that commercial promised and that movie promised, couldn't do.
You couldn't fake out adults with it?
I couldn't trick like an older sister that the parents were home to get her to stop kissing her boyfriend. You remember that commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Recorded like, hey kids, we're home early. And the sister's like, oh!
Yeah.
Just that little scamp with his talk boy. False advertising.
Yeah, that was like when commercials were pretty much allowed to lie.
That was everything. Around that same time that all the movies were coming out, that kids just outwit adults at every step.
They were selling their products to us, too.
Exactly. They were making money off it. All right. Next movie.
Yeah.
A giant raisin from outer space comes to Earth to eat candy and dress like Mother Teresa.
Giant raisin from outer space. Dress like Mother Teresa.
E.T.? E.T. is correct. And finally, we got one more.
Mm-hmm.
A bloodthirsty immigrant trying to pay his mother's bills accidentally builds a drug empire.
Scarface?
Again, both of these at the same time. Gonna have to split that point, which means Lou wins by a point.
Woo!
It's coming back.
I thought, especially with the climate of politics and stuff right now. That bloodthirsty immigrant, it was just going to be like a regular immigrant.
Yeah.
It was like right. Cheech.
Up in smoke.
Yeah. Bloodthirsty immigrant won't stop smoking the reefer.
And lusting after our white women.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, seriously.
A King Kong?
Right. All right, I say for the next game, since it's just the two of you guys, why don't we debate some stuff?
Okay, let's go.
All right.
I'm going to have to come up with an intro for that.
So, this is the game where I'm going to give you guys a topic. You guys are going to shout out the first thing that comes to your head, and that's what you're going to have to argue. You're just going to get 30 seconds to argue, and I will choose who had the better argument for this topic.
Was it? Can I make one rule change to this? Whoever shouts out first has to go second. Meaning it's incentive to be first. Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Our first debate today. Best holiday.
Christmas.
Hmm.
Double all fucked. Right. You get to go first and think of a better holiday than Christmas.
All right. I guess I'm going to have to go with Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lou, 30 seconds on the clock. Defend Halloween. Go.
All right. I think, you know, Halloween, you can enjoy no matter what. There's some people out there, they don't like the other holidays for family reasons. If you're a kid, you like eating candy. If you're an adult, you like watching sluts, dress up as sluts. And banging sluts.
I like sluts.
Or if you're really old, you like scaring the shit out of kids. I mean, that it's a no-brainer. Otherwise, I mean, the only downside
time.
Is
running out of time.
Yeah,
certainly a downside. Brian,
sluts.
Mm-hmm. Sluts. Leaning heavily on that. Yeah.
That was the strong part.
30 seconds.
You hit up Pete's slut policy. Yeah.
All right, you got 30 seconds for Christmas and begin.
Okay, man. It's like the whole family gets together, a bunch of good food's eaten, gifts are given, and it's like one of the only times a year where you could half-ass your job, but everyone's like, oh, it's Christmas. People are drinking at work. People are just not giving a shit, especially when it gets righted out to Christmas. It's just like, oh, these reports got to get out. Nah, we'll wait till after Christmas, man. Fucked all that work. There's a bunch of aesthetically nice lights up all night. Sales going on. There's a bunch of cool songs.
I gotta put my personal biases aside that I don't like Christmas music and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think sluts.
You don't like half-assing it at work?
I do that all year. No, I don't get that. I got to work like
Christmas. You three-quarter asset at work and then at Christmas?
I work Christmas Eve and shit.
Mm.
This didn't resonate there.
Since I already got the point. Awesome songs. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
There's like five Christmas songs. And I just keep remaking them. And they start them in October now.
Yeah. It's earlier and earlier.
Like, I'm surprised I haven't heard any yet.
Pre-Christmas.
It's almost
it's half Christmas.
It's almost summer.
All right.
Time to start those Christmas sales.
What's up next?
All right. Next one. Let's do I got a couple here. Best character in a fighting video game.
Scorpion. Ryu.
Scorpion v. Ryu. I don't know who goes first. Both said it at the same time.
Yeah, I think he got the scooey, you know, the S out there.
All right. So, Lou, you're going to start us off.
Yeah.
Ryu.
All right, man. He's the original. He's the OG, and he's still around. I mean, people even talk about other fighting games really anymore. Nah, this nigga, he stuck with it. He evolved. We basically got to watch him grow up, you know? And who doesn't copy every one of his moves? The fireball, the dragon punch, you know? They even copy how you got to do it. You know? This guy, he sets the bar for everything. I don't think I have to say anything more.
Throw out a Hadouken.
Hadouken!
That's time.
All right, so if we're going to go with... am I starting?
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
begin.
If you're going to go with OGs, then we got to go with Scorpion. He's been around since basically the same time frame. He's iconic in the sense of, like, get over here. Like, everyone knows what we're talking about there, man. He's been killing motherfuckers since the early 90s. Yeah, one of the most brutal games of all time. He's just like I don't want to compare it to Al. You know, the guy's a monster, man. He's fucking burning people alive since they're you know, for 20 something years. Fucking guys throwing spears, uppercuts like a madman, kicking people into pits of fucking
time
spikes. Ninjas.
You should have leaned heavier on ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one too. I like both the arguments, but I do think Lou hit the point of everything else kind of copies that dude.
And Street Fighter 1, that's old as fuck.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see, like...
That's late 80s.
Yeah. I think it predates Mortal Kombat by maybe even close to 10 years.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat's like 1992 or something like that, 1991.
But the original Street Fighter, like...
And I...
No one ever played that.
No, I played it, like, once in a random Sears.
3 years ago.
Like, no.
Yeah. I went to an arcade yesterday.
Where were you?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We took the scenic route home, checked out a couple towns in the area. One of these places had like this retro arcade in the back of a video game store. I actually played Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat on arcade machines yesterday. Street Fighter holds up a lot stronger.
That's a better game for sure.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat, I forget just how clunky that shit is.
Can't jump really well.
Can't jump. There's a separate block button.
Yeah, but like... With Mortal Kombat, when you hit that uppercut, it's like, whoa! Like,
the thing was, to go back to the arguments, I was throwing Hadoukens left and right. I spent a good three quarters trying to throw a spear. Couldn't figure it out.
Isn't it forward, forward punch?
It's forward, forward, back something. Or back, back, forward kick. Something stupid like that.
It's forward, forward punch. It's like, get over here.
It might be. I tried all those combos. Finally threw one. They blocked it.
Oh. Also, I want to say, I think Sub-Zero, I would have picked him.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any cool catchphrase.
Yeah, but he's... Wasn't he the first one?
Did it come out at the same time?
Same game.
Like, I wasn't there in the meeting when they were drawing up characters, but they were in the same original game.
They just took one guy, and they were like...
Sprite.
He's fire and ice. Two guys.
Then they were like, he's also green now. And then they were like, yeah, he's also smoke. They were like, they just kept fucking like...
He's a robot.
Yeah.
He's two robots.
No, that was a different sprite they had, bro.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, he was the basic, like, same thing.
Same thing with all the chicks, too.
He's got a missile.
Katana.
The Katana Melina.
It just sounds like a bunch of Mexicans.
Excuse me.
Katana.
Melina.
Melina.
Melina for sure. Katana.
Melina.
Katana is like a Japanese word.
Yeah.
All right. I got one here that Lou's going to hate.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it. What is the best movie musical?
South Park?
Is that a musical? South Park. That is a musical.
Best movie musical. I'm just trying to think of a movie musical at this point. Help me out, anybody. Just start naming music.
Do you like
Les
Mis?
Best movie musical?
Your Sweeney Todd's, your La La Land's.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? What's
your
that
Disney flicks?
With Ewan McGregor.
Your Moulin Rouge?
Moulin Rouge. I like that one.
All right. You're going to go Moulin Rouge v. South Park. Brian, you're going to start us off Moulin Rouge. 30 seconds. Begin.
Young Ben Kenobi singing his ass off, bro, man. That was fucking pretty cool. Baz Luhrmann is uber gay, so it was a lot of glitter, a lot of crazy shit happening. You got John Leguizamo hiding his Puerto Rican accent for like nearly upwards of 2 hours.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Yeah. They took famous songs from today and they made him gay. You know, well, I should say even yesteryear because it was like Roxanne and shit. It wasn't even like today. And then you have
time.
A track with four sluts on it.
Oh, sorry.
Time.
You were after
time.
The time.
Avec ma chanson.
Time.
You were post
time
when you mentioned the sluts.
It could have even been up to five sluts. I think there was five.
You leaned a little heavy on like, this movie's like took everything cool, made it gay.
Yeah, bro, that's what it did.
All right, Lou.
Yeah.
South Park, the movie, to you, begin.
South Park. I mean, I really feel like that should win it right there. I mean, how long has that show been going? And they put all their best shit together for a movie where they don't have that time crunch where it has to be out, really polish the shit out of it, made an amazing musical that even if you don't like musicals, you like this musical. I mean, it's a classic, instant classic. You know, Stone and Parker, they can't do wrong.
So, time. Yeah. I feel Brian heard his own argument with that.
With the gay?
Give me a break. He just said South Park is great. Like,
it is. I know. But yours was like, took my music, made it gay.
Yeah.
He's got chuckles this out guy, of my...
Like, I'm going to give... gay. But he's kind of right. You didn't really hit anything there. You didn't mention a song. Brian, you got me on the John Leguizamo. I got to get Brian the point on this one.
John Leguizamo.
Whole 2 hours hid that accent.
And he was standing on his knees.
All right, so let
did
me
he
just,
hide it so much as they were like, just stop acting like that for like, because you don't probably talk like that.
You're a French guy.
Yeah.
Did you, something slightly off topic, did you see the commercial that he's in?
I don't watch commercials.
All right. He has a commercial for Optimum.
Ooh, la-di-da. I don't watch commercials.
Oh, well, that's the commercial you watched.
I can't remember.
you fucking rip everything on the internet. You didn't even pay for television.
Whatever, like, the ad mandatory ad at the start of the last YouTube video I watched.
Yeah, 15 seconds of it, at least.
Yeah.
But he's got this, like, minute and a half commercial, or however long it is, where he's playing, like, 10 characters. One of them is just regular John Leguizamo, and then he's this French guy, French chef. Really bad French accent. Then he's some lady. Then he's like a New Jersey guy.
Yo, wrap it up, B.
Then he's a
full circle.
He's like a gangster type dude, and he's in bed with the New Jersey guy, and they make a weird joke about like having sex. It's an innuendo, weird, and he's like, "Oh, I'm down with that." Like. I don't know. It's a weird take. It's a left me very uncomfortable that two different John Leguizamos are going to jerk each other off afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's like, how is this an Optimum commercial?
Because they're fucking you, bro. Like,
that's real. Old school Leguizamo. Like, he made his name known from a one-man show that was on HBO or some shit.
Yeah.
Where he just played everybody in his neighborhood.
Right.
That was a good show.
It was a good show, but this was very off-putting.
I got
it was like some mobster was going to have sex with the pest. Basically.
I hated that movie.
Yeah. That was a bad movie.
The Pest sucked.
Yeah.
There was our old friend who we don't talk to anymore. Older in high school. You gotta watch this fucking movie. It's the best movie that's ever been made.
To be fair to Stefan, I remember being a lot better than that time we watched it with you.
And then we watched it and he's like, how great is that? He's shitting in the woods. I'm like, fuck you, dude. This is bad. All right, you wanna do one more?
Yeah.
All right. I got this one written down, which is just ironic, but I don't know.
Don't you think?
A little bit ironic.
It's like, yeah.
I have written down here, the best episode of South Park.
Okay. No. Butters is a pimp.
Butters as a pimp.
Yeah.
The episode where Randy keeps partying over Obama.
Okay.
Like where he wins.
Okay. I'm going to start with Lou. 30 seconds.
No, he starts.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. We switched it. Yeah. Shit. The election episode from 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Brian?
All right. Basically, the premise of it is that Obama got elected to rob the White House, which is like the most stupidest fucking thing in the world. And he has this like, you know, the whole clique is there with like Hillary and everybody and Michelle, and they're like they're all international thieves like fucking Ocean's 11. And then I don't know why it's so funny, but
boom, baby,
it's the cherry on top of Sunday is Randy, who just keeps drinking the whole time, and then he's celebrating Obama, and then eventually he's like, Obama, you came and you left without taking. He's like, no, come on, guys, we got a party with Obama. You know?
Time.
Oh my god. And it's got to be a Randy-centric episode to be the best episode. Even like the Bat Dad episode, that was a great one, too.
That is a great one. That's the one where he's just fighting coaches and other parents.
Shannon's just like, you don't have to fight him, Randy. He's like, yeah, I do, Shannon.
That's the other, this was America. All right, Lou, Butters the Pimp. Begin.
All right, Butters is just like the low-key best character there is, man. He's, you know, just him being innocent and then all of a sudden doing some wacky shit. Can't get any better than that. He doesn't even know he's building a network of prostitutes. And he goes to the Plagueis Ball. I know y'all remember when he's like, I do believe I know what you are saying. You know what I'm saying? And that's also the same episode with that cop dressing up as a prostitute, fucking everybody.
And like shit,
yeah. I'm a cop. And he's just shitting cum into a bag. And
time. Time.
That part was always like, this is gross. Yeah. This is so gross.
I was really leaning Lou's way, and then he said the sentence, shitting cum into a bag.
That was great.
And now I feel weird giving you the point. But when it comes to the arguments, Brian, you recounted what happened in the episode. Lou gave me why it was funny. I got to go, Lou.
Randy was always funny. It's always Randy. Or you know what? The episode with the Broadway, where it's like, you're going to take us to see a Broadway play? Oh, yeah. And he just the blowjob.
Yeah. I love when that, like, he meets all the famously gay playwrights, and they're all just bros.
It's like, Sharon. They're bros, Sharon.
They're bros. And they're just tussling in the parking lot. Come at me, bro. Mm-hmm. Will, bro.
Or the episode where he's trying to get cancer to smoke, and he's like, just get a little cancer, Stan. He's like, Mom says you just don't get cancer. Let's get a little cancer, Stan. Just...
All right, I think we're good here.
Best character.
Give me a second. I'm going to tally this up.
Ah, so Lou. What are you doing this week for Memorial Day, man?
I don't know. I mean, we might go to some barbecue or we might just do nothing.
I'm going to say the latter.
You know, I don't like going places. Why? I don't like it.
It's fun to go places.
Meh. These things where, like, people, like, let's do stuff and it's a special. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a regular day. Just keep your shitty hamburgers. I'm just gonna chill and do my thing. I'm gonna do me.
Well, I just want to know what your thing is.
Chilling. That's my
thing. We're chilling right now, but this is a different type of chilling than what you're doing. Like,
I don't know. The whole thing where you're obligated to go to some shitty party.
Parties don't have obligated. To be shitty. Yeah. You don't have to. The parties don't have to be shitty. You know, there's drinks, there's friends, there's family. There's food.
No, I'm over that.
Good time. You're over all that?
I'm over it.
You're not gonna eat or drink anymore?
I mean, pretty much. Or I can just drink by myself. I'm totally cool with it.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. I added up. And Lou, you were a real mopey bastard today.
Not mopey.
Which makes it really weird that you won this.
Woo!
Strength of the games.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm feeling up.
You out-debated him. You eked him out by a point. You get 20 seconds at the end to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything left to say before we close this bitch out?
Happy Memorial Day to everyone out there.
Happy Memorial Day. You're going to do something fun, right, Brian?
I'm going to go to the Hamptons on Friday and Saturday, then go to my friend Brendan's barbecue. He's going to have his kids there and, you know, yeah, have a good old time there. Then I'm going to go to the beach with Fred on Monday morning and then go have the barbecue with my mom on Monday night.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Full weekend.
Yeah, what about you, Pete?
Living life. Barbecue Saturday, family party Sunday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And see all the cousins and shit.
Does it get real Cuban in that bitch?
We're doing a pig roast.
Oh, that's awesome. Your dad always did that, man. We always wanted a piece of the pig. Can you actually get me a piece of the pig?
It won't be the same. You won't need it be. Right when it... They got this thing called the China box that you cook it in now. Mm-hmm. Coals on the bottom. Rack in the middle with the pig. Then a rack on top with more coals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you close up the box.
Yo, is that on Sunday?
That's on Sunday.
You let me stop by like that neighbor from Tool Time, man, and just be like...
just pop over the fence.
Like, hey, what are you cooking over there?
Give you a hint. What you want? The skin.
Yeah, I heard the skin's pretty awesome.
It's like a fucking delicious slice of fatty bacon.
I've looked into this whole pig roast shit, and it's just like way... Like, there's way too much effort for what it is for me.
You gotta buy a fucking pig.
Yeah, it takes a lot. Like, your dad knows what he's doing, and, like, he's got a huge family. Like, I don't... Like, there wouldn't be enough people I could invite over to, like, fuck with this pig.
To really justify... And you gotta carve it up and shit.
Yeah, I don't want to carve it.
That's the best part. All the kids run up to get the skin. They mm-hmm. take the head off the pig, and you're just like... You'll freak out. It's like a family tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, happy Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. Find us on Twitter at PRB Comics and drop us a line or email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com and all that stuff that podcasts like you to do. Go do that. Smash that subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to call it a night. So, Brian, you ready?
Yeah.
Suck on my nuts, Lou.
Oh, wait. Lou won.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, you hitting the sound. Hit the sound for Lou.
All right. Suck on my nuts, Brian. I just want to say... Fuck your Memorial Day, everybody. Sit home. Don't be bothered with that dumb shit. and actually observe the holiday for what it's meant to be, not just some motherfucker eating Doritos and a beer. Alright? Punk motherfuckers, I'm out!
Close the door behind you.
Fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Can they come into a murder scene?